Kami, play We're All Yankovics.
Playing We're All Yankovics theme song.
And now, we have a word from a sponsor!
Dad, I'm bored. It's raining and there's nothing on TV.
I'm sorry, I don't know what else to do. The library is closed and your friends are all at camp.
Hey! Why don't you go where all the rad kids go? Willy's Fun Arcade!
Willy's? That's still open?
What's an arcade?
Willy's! We have all your favorites! Pac-Man, Centipede, Tron, Burger Time, Punch-Out, Donkey Kong!
I don't know those words!
Street Fighter 2, Hogan's Alley, Spy Hunter!
Okay, we have a Wii U.
Millipede, The Simpsons, NFL Blitz, Rampage, Bomberman, Dig Dug,
stop.
Ski Ball, Whack-A-Mole,
I'm calling the police!
Willy's, located right next door to the King
Get
of...
Get out!
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Yes, we are.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay!
Hey, speaking of woos.
Woo!
Yeah, we got to get the cheerleaders out for this song.
Oh, come on in, girls.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't call them.
Oh,
damn it.
Good job.
Yeah, they would have come anyway.
Sports song.
Sports song. I love it.
Yep.
We're big into sports, right, Charlie?
Yes.
We are athletes.
Yes, we are sports heads.
Sports guys. Always picked first for the sports games.
Yeah.
Woo.
I've actually been playing kickball. It's been really,
really?
Fun. Yeah.
Wow.
We haven't won
Alone?
A lot, but,
oh.
but yes.
I kicked the ball,
and the wall kicks it back to me. The wall always wins.
Yes. I played handball once and broke a finger. So,
that's rough.
Yeah, I'm not good at that's sports. Rough. Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways. This is off the Mandatory Fun album. So
mandatory.
It's one of the, it's the first Mandatory Fun album song that we've done so far.
Awesome.
So it's the most recent. So
that is true.
Except, I keep saying this, but it's the most recent. It's still 2014.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Like,
it just seems like it more recently that you released all these, but...
This was July 18th, in fact, because it was the fifth song as part of that week, 8 days a week that Weird Al did. This one was with Funny or Die. I feel like they got the short end of the stick, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I remember when this one came out, I was disappointed because the song that I really, 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 really wanted a video for still hadn't come out and turns out never did, which ticked me off. But when this one came out, I'm like, really? Come on!
Which song?
Oh, I have to say, why can't I think? My Own Eyes. I really, really, really wanted to see a My Own Eyes video. I love Foo Fighters. It's my favorite song on the album, and I was so mad.
What? How would you do a Foo Fighters though? Like,
because their videos are so like out
but
there.
But aren't they
awesome.
Already? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're already out there. Like,
he could have done so much with it,
okay.
And with the content of that song. Oh my gosh! No. I really, really wanted a video for that. And Sports Song was just—it's such a straightforward marching band video. It just—he really didn't do anything with it. There's nothing extra clever. They didn't really do anything like I thought there maybe be like, you know, when you see those competitions with the marching bands, they have the cool, you know, doing shapes and stuff. You do some stuff like that. They didn't really go into that.
That's honestly my biggest thing about the video of this song is, and maybe it's just because we're comparing it to like
everything else.
Okay,
done.
Goes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, and you're just like, what? There's so much more you could do
right?
with this. Like,
seriously.
Like they've. It's only got like two or three even jokes in it.
Right.
Or like visual jokes.
Uh huh.
And so it's just like it's
the video.
Yeah.
The crowd signs. You know.
And like
great, you suck. I mean,
busting the glasses together kind of is. It's supposed to be sort of funny, I think. And then there's the breakdown, and you're like, okay, and you see like a fraction, like even if they had done the breakdown and Weird Al had just done his weird dancing that he was doing,
right?
It's fine, but you only see that for like 2 seconds, and then the rest of it is like
actual
like drumming and stuff.
It was even if you were gonna watch like just marching band videos, this would be like middle school.
Yeah,
like it was so basic, it made me angry.
Like I could have done this marching.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I was in marching band, but they kept me on the sideline.
Me too. We've talked about this before. I don't know if on podcast, but yeah, we were both sideline marching band people. I played timpani.
Yeah, I played, at one point I played.
Sometimes the very, very, very large bass drum you couldn't march with.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Extra large bass. I played that for a couple of times.
I got mallets, so they allowed me to have a couple of different notes. I wasn't
coordinated enough for the mallets.
I was one of the few people in the drum line that actually could read different notes, and so that's why I ended up with the mallets.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, Charlie knows what the difference between a C and a D is. Yeah.
Kind of sort of like why I got the timpani, because I could do the different drum tone, whatever.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, anywho, we were not marchy-marchy, but I could have done this marching as well, yeah.
Oh, and this song, honestly, the perfect people for this song, honestly, are the marching band that I was part of for a little bit at Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah.
Because being in the marching band was actually almost more interesting than being on the football team, because they're like quadruple at E or whatever. I don't even know. Quadruple A? Is that like, what I don't know what football ratings, college football ratings are.
You're asking the wrong person.
But like, they're like not triple A. Is that bad or good? Yeah, yeah, bad. Okay. Like it's Carnegie Mellon.
So more A's is bad.
Yeah, I think so.
Weird.
Like triple A versus athletes. Like.
We don't want no A's.
Single A. I don't know. But they were. They were like students at Carnegie Mellon. Nobody was recruiting football players for Carnegie Mellon.
No.
So that was okay, but we got to be in the band, and it was because it's Carnegie. We got to wear kilts, and it was the kilty band. And it wasn't. They had another band that was actually like kilted, but had the like bagpipes and stuff. We were just like a marching band, but we had a lot of like really smart music majors and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. So they would write the music themselves. So we played a lot of like super contemporary hits We didn't buy the arrangements. We would have people arrange it themselves. And we had lots of fun songs. One of our classic songs was like, we'd play the hops to Monty Python.
Nice.
And play some Monty Python songs. Another good song was, we did the Go Banana song. But then at the end, we'd be like, Og Sananabs, S-A-N-A-N-A-B, which is Go Bananas backwards.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, that's how nerdy this band is.
Very
nerdy. This song, right up that alley.
Yeah.
This was made for that group, because we didn't really march that much either. I guess they did a little bit. Once again, I was in the pit for that.
Yeah.
I think I played bass.
Our band wasn't very great either. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just one of those things where like, this is like that, but there's so much cooler drumline things that you could have done.
I think he missed the mark on this one big time.
Yeah.
It would be a die for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
your die.
And I don't know, like, I don't know if the video and the lyrics are different. You know what I mean? Like, we'll talk about the lyrics in a moment. But, like, the video could have been, like, a spoof of, like, Drumline or any of that other stuff. And there's so much cool stuff you could have done with that.
Yeah.
He got the Riverside City College Band to do it, and they're the Tigers. I don't know if they're going to do more stuff. Or what?
Know.
But like,
maybe they didn't have much time.
Maybe,
but you think they'd have something in the box? You know, like, this is what we do. You know, our halftime show right now. They could have done some cool patterns or something. They just like straight line. They really didn't go anywhere.
They just go forward across the field. They don't. Yeah,
it was because they didn't have enough cameras for this shot.
I don't know.
I don't know what it was, but I remember besides the fact that it wasn't the video I wanted, when I watched, I was like, really? This is what? Wow! I was so disappointed in this video.
Yeah.
Sorry, Al. I know you worked hard on this, I'm sure. I know he listens. Weird Al listens.
Yes, totally.
No, we
totally
know that. He's left us several messages, I think. I mean, it didn't really sound a lot like him. But anyways, it was probably him.
There was somebody named Al.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was weird or not.
Well, you, Weird Al, I love you, but I think this video definitely did not work.
Okay. Now, lyrics.
Lyrics were fun. I mean, I am somewhat of a sports fan. I don't have a favorite hockey team, but that's about as far as I go. And I get into this, you know, that's how most sports fans feel about the other team.
Yeah.
You know, we're great and you suck. And I think I might change my favorite lyric.
Okay.
I just thought of another one, because my team has been horrible pretty much my entire life until very recently. I'm an LA Kings hockey fan, and my entire life.
We're going to bleep that out just so we don't get any.
Oh, yeah. Boo. Anyways, why? Why? You don't, Weird Al likes LA. Anyways.
I love LA.
Anyways, my whole entire life, they were horrible. And like, but I still, as a fan, like, yeah, we're awesome. You suck. Like, okay, we're not really that awesome, but you know, at least. You suck, even though you're beating us. That was like my mentality.
No,
like,
okay.
We would lose. I'm like, yeah, you guys suck. We beat you by 5 points. I don't care. You still suck. So that's got a lot of that mentality. I understand that's in this song.
Sounds like everybody against the Patriots.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Patriots suck.
I like the lyrics. Like, I like that he's doing it. Like, there's a little bit of this, like, nerd vibe to it in the sense that, like, we're saying stuff and we're using big words.
There's a lot of similarity to another song in this album, Word Crimes.
Yeah,
so it's overlap.
But it's very much like, hey, this is not jocks talking. This is this is nerds trying to do it. And then the breakdown is when they finally go, hey, I'm going to speak at your level.
Yeah.
And then it's just we're great. Mm-hmm. You suck.
Yep.
Over and over and over and over again.
I think it may actually be from the perspective of the marching band.
No, I think so. Yeah. And that adds to it a little bit. I guess for me, I want him to like ratchet that up a little bit, especially at the end. And I don't feel like he does that.
Okay.
You know, like he uses words like empirical evidence and things like that. I want him to like get like, I want like the last two or three lines to be so SAT wordy that it's like impenetrable almost.
That would
you know what
great.
I mean? Like as the arc of the song kind
okay.
of.
Okay.
And
I can see that.
And it does. So it just misses a little bit. It misses just a little bit, just a little bit. So yeah. This song, Weird Al says, was inspired by a group of people who wanted Weird Al to do halftime at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And there was like a big petition for that and stuff.
I signed it, yep.
And so this, he was like, what do I know about sports? And so this song kind of came from that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is your...
favorite lyric?
Favorite lyric.
Well, I was going to say our players are fast and strong and brave and your guys, not so much. But I think I'm going to change it. Wow, am I really squeaky right there? to the one we were just discussing. I'm trying to think how the lyrics actually go. Okay, full disclosure, we're not that great, but nevertheless, you suck. Yep. That I think I'm going to go with that because that's pretty much my entire life as a LA Kings fan.
Oh, okay.
So, Charlie, what's yours?
Mine is, we're going to grind you guys up into burger meat. And of course we're speaking figuratively.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. In the figurative sense.
In the figurative sense.
Yeah. I like exactly like that's the thing that I wanted. I just wanted a little bit more of that. Like,
right.
Like go a little bit more. Yeah. And that line itself also
and the
really
callback to it later. And word, once again, we're speaking figuratively.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very words crimey.
Yes.
Word crimey. Word so, crimey. So it's interesting. I think,
yeah,
but
I like that.
Yeah.
The little extra nerd level.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah, I like the song a lot more than the video.
I agree. The video doesn't add anything to the song.
Nope.
Unlike the last one we talked about.
It takes away from the song, honestly, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So.
Let's give our ratings.
All right. 1 out of 5 drum lines.
Drum lines? Okay.
Why not?
Just tease him with the thing that he should have been spoofing?
Exactly. I'm going to factor in the video and the song on this one. I'm giving it a 1.5.
Wow. That's the lowest one you've ever given anybody.
It is.
You liked Got a Boogie more than that.
Yep.
Okay. I'm doing the, I'm going the other direction with that, I think.
Okay.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's a 3, but I think the video brings it down to like a 2.5.
Okay.
Like if that makes any sense.
Gotcha. I mean, the lyrics were fun, but I still don't think it was that great. I mean, yes, I like the smart, like you said, he didn't really go as far as he could have with the smart lyrics. I don't know. Maybe I was too harsh, but no, I'm sticking with just because I think a lot of it was the disappointment and no Foo Fighters style, but I just remember being so disappointed when this video came out, and I watched it again today, and it just doesn't do anything.
It doesn't hold your attention at all.
It doesn't. It's just like, I think the video drags it down so much for me. I have to do a 1.5.
I thinking back again, I think we had a marching band song that was like literally pi to like 20 digits or something. Like, and that's what I want from this. You know what I mean? Like, I want this. I think this is a good time to talk about other songs that didn't make it onto this album.
Oh, okay.
All right. Weird Al has said that he wanted to do something with Frozen, and he was going to do Make It So about Star Trek, but he realized it had already been done.
Oh, someone did that?
Somebody had already gotten to it before he got to it. So he wasn't, and he's talked a lot about that recently. About,
I haven't heard that. Wow.
He just a lot of like, hey, I need to go deeper. That's why there were lots of word crimes. No, I'm calling it blurred lines parodies.
Yeah.
But he found a way into it that nobody else had done.
Right.
And I think that's what Weird Al, like Weird Al is at least equipped to be able to handle that, which mm-hmm. I really like, but I do know it makes it a little harder for him.
Yeah.
And so it'll be really interesting to see where he goes from now,
yeah.
given that thing. And I think that's one of the reasons that he was okay with not doing any more CDs as yep. per se, or albums,
yeah.
because he wants to be a little bit quicker on the turnaround.
Which he hasn't been. It's been like almost 3 years.
No. Well, I mean, he's getting over it. He's doing his box set.
Yeah,
I think true. That was it. I think even at one point was like, well, I don't want to do too much more now because I don't want to do another box set and then be like, oh yeah, here's some more songs that weren't in that box set.
Well, it's going to happen.
But some singles. One would hope. But he's also been busy with TV shows and other things like that. Another thing, he really, really wanted to do something with Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Okay.
But he said that the lyrics were too repetitive to be able to really pull anything out from that.
So he went to polka.
That's where everything goes to polka. Mm-hmm. Anytime he has a song that he's like, oh, I want to parody of this, but I can't figure it out, polka. It ends up in the polka. So lots of fun with that. So that's the end of this episode. If you want to get a hold of us, you can call us at 302-72-WEIRD. 302-72-WEIRD. That's W-E-I-R-D if you've never spelled it before. I always remember it because we are weird. W-E-I-R-D. Yeah. It's also 302-729-3473 if your phone doesn't tell you the little letters, because it's hard now. You can't do it anymore. You can get a hold of us at Gmail at weareallyankovics@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at Wendell Yankovic,
you messed that up.
Yeah, yeah.
You put an L in there. I don't think it's in there.
No. It is. We're missing another L.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's W-E-N-D-E-L, only one. Yankovich.
Right. I think on the first one, the Yankovic, you put an L in it. I think you said Yankovic.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yankovic.
Yeah. Yankovic. There's no L in the Yankovic.
No. But check us out.
We'll learn our own Twitter handle eventually.
Yeah. At some point. It's only been 2 months, I think, at this point.
Something like that. Oh, time flies, Charlie. Anyways, is that it?
That's it.
Well, bye-bye. Nevertheless, you saw.